For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
Shame on you, City Council!
Shame on you, City Council. That was the word from outside the gates at City Hall. On the steps, elected officials declared that New York stands with Israel during the conflict in Gaza. City Council member Margaret Chin says people have a right to demonstrate.
But I think it's really important for us, all of us here, to really send a strong message that we're here standing with Israel. They have a right to defend themselves, and we urge all sides, you know, to come together.
Chin says peace is the only answer, but where to find peace?
It seems like every time Israel's attacked, we're out here talking about Israel's right to exist.
Queens Borough President Melinda Katz says that's what makes it difficult to negotiate with Hamas.
How do you negotiate a ceasefire when the other side just refuses to see your right to exist? So I think that, look, I think Israel wants peace. Everybody wants peace. And there's only one way to get that. The way to get that is to stop bombing the folks that live in that country, from over the border.
But many people at the New York Stands with Israel rally say negotiation with Hamas is impossible. New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says the conflict is about civilians being targeted by missiles.
Israel is not looking for civilian victims. The Palestinians are using their civilians to protect their missiles. Israel is using its missiles to protect its people.
Silver said the next step is eradication of all missiles or a permanent ceasefire. The speaker said Israel has expressed willingness for this ceasefire. Michael Miller is with the Jewish Community Relations Council of New York.
If Hamas stops firing its rockets, Israel will stop responding with its aerial attack.
And why is it Hamas first that needs to stop?
Because they're the ones who Israel is responding to. Israel did not proactively attack Gaza. Hamas proactively fired rockets and mortars and other projectiles into the state of Israel. We're not talking about the West Bank. We're talking about the state of Israel, the sovereign state of Israel, as recognized by the United Nations.
They're telling a lie by placing all the responsibility on Hamas for this violence. The responsibility lies with the 47-year occupation of Palestine by the Israeli government and military, backed by billions of dollars a year coming from the United States government.
Pam Sporn is a member of Jewish Voice for Peace. She stands outside the City Hall rally. She says many of the politicians won't take the principled stand of standing up to occupation, standing up to the racism and inequality of Israel towards Palestinians.
These so-called progressive politicians are here saying that they support a military action against Gaza, which is hitting civilians, and they are not out here condemning the racist mobs that have been going around Jerusalem shouting death to Arabs and death to leftists. That's something that I'm sure Bill de Blasio would not stand for here in the United States. Would Charlie Rangel be in favor of mobs going around New York City saying death to Arabs? I don't think so. Then why is it okay in Jerusalem? Why doesn't he stand up and say that's wrong?
David Letwin with Jews for Palestinian Right of Return says the real issue is not Hamas.
There are over 50 laws in Israel that support an apartheid regime by privileging the rights of Jewish citizens over non-Jewish citizens. And in fact, if you ask Israelis, they don't deny that these rights are denied. They say, yeah, we have to do that so we can have our Jewish state. That's the real issue. If people don't like Hamas, if they don't like those missiles coming from Gaza, the real moral answer is, don't be an apartheid regime.
Grace Upon, a college student in Manhattan, screams, "We will not stand for apartheid." She says Israel is taking land which is not theirs.
That is not their country. It's enslaving people and oppressing people and killing people. And that's what they did in South Africa. They came from Dutch land and it came to an African continent where they're predominantly black people and took their land, segregated them, and made them feel inferior. That is oppression at its highest, and it must stop.
Upon says no more stealing land, no more killing people for corporate greed. At the City Hall rally, about a half dozen members of the City Council spoke out calling for an end to the violence. They were joined by colleagues from the House of Representatives and the New York State Legislature. Mark Levine, chair of the City Council's Jewish Caucus, said, imagine the anguish New Yorkers would experience if there were rockets raining down on Bushwick, Riverdale, or the Lower East Side. He said the loss of civilian life on either side in this conflict is heartbreaking. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.